Wake up, everyone. It's time for a call to action. Welcome to Call to Action Today, where there are no sacred cows, with your host, Steve Noble, just an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and he's calling you out every week to live the Christian life in your home, your work, and even in politics. Call Steve now at 877-44-TRUTH or check him out online at c2atoday.org. And now, with some much-needed cough medicine for the church, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Well, we've got the Planned Parenthood number 6 video release. Whoa, the 6th video from Planned Parenthood released today. Planned Parenthood sting video number 6 from the Center for Medical Progress. It's called Human Capital Episode 2 inside the Planned Parenthood supply site. And you may have, and I hope you did, and all these videos are up on my Facebook page. You can get there, facebook.com/C2A Radio, or just go to our homepage at c2atoday.com, and you can find a link there to Facebook. But I've got all the videos up there. Center for Medical Progress, if you go to their website, you'll find them there. This is the second part, Human Capital Episode 1, with this young lady, Holly O'Donnell, who is a former blood and tissue procurement technician for STEM Express. And this one, not interesting to consider the fact that this one, number 6, does not have any of the brutal kind of on-site video that we have been seeing in the other videos. And part of me is disappointed by that, which may sound sick to you, but part of me is disappointed because I have a concern, not a fear, but definitely a deep-seated concern that I think is rational, that we're just going to kind of go on back to life as it is, as it was, as perhaps many of us would think that it should be, and certainly that's the case for a lot of people around the country, and that it just kind of loses steam, right? We had the debate last week, so the Planned Parenthood issue gets kicked off the front page, and so we're dealing with Hillary Clinton's emails, and Bernie Sanders just from today surged ahead of Hillary Clinton in a new poll in New Hampshire. He's up now 44-37 in New Hampshire, and you got Hillary's email scenario and story and all that stuff. And so it just kind of slides to the side, and our never ending insatiable desire for the news of the day. It's kind of near the top of the page at Drudge, but I couldn't hardly find it on the Fox News website and other places. Yet there it is, Human Capital Episode 2, which really goes into selling baby parts without the patient consent, which is a violation of the law, if that matters anymore. And so I want to, I've got several different angles on this. And as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And so I will continue to talk about this. You know, can we move on? Can we talk about something more uplifting? Well, if it were your child whose life was on the line, or if it were mine, I think we would refuse to go on to something else, right? I think you would do, and I would do whatever was necessary in order to save the life of our child or children, depending on how many you have. And if you're not yet a parent, I would like to think that, and I'm sure, I hope so, I'm sure you would, that at one day you would do whatever you needed to do in order to save the life of your child. And by the way, since we're going to go down this road, let me state this, and I don't think we do it often enough. There's a really good chance that you may be post-abortive yourself. You made that decision somewhere earlier in life, or maybe not that long ago. And let me just encourage you from the Word of God that He still loves you. That's not an unpardonable sin. It's not a sin from which God will never show you His love and grace and mercy and forgiveness. He tells us in His Word that if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive our sins and cleanse us of our unrighteousness if we're a Christian, if we're a child of God, if we've been born again. And if you haven't, if you're just maybe checking out Christianity and you've been down the road of abortion, then let me flip to the other side. Anyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart He was raised from the dead, you will be saved. And so it's not the scarlet letter. It's a very difficult sin. And this is from a man's perspective, of course. Very difficult, very dark. It's the taking of a human life. Mostly for our own convenience, and that's, it's dark, and it's and, you know, it's a bad one. If we can use that, it's a tough sin. But I'm telling you right now, on the authority of God's word, He doesn't love you any less. And Jesus hung on the cross for that sin and every other sin that you can imagine. And so that one does not somehow disqualify you from the love of God. He loves you enough, knowing that the Bible says, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So Christ is on the cross knowing before you were even born. And if you happen to be a man listening to me and you were involved in an abortion, he knew before you were born. Because God is not constrained by time and space, as C.S. Lewis says, he operates in the unbounded now. So there's no then and now and future to God. He's not constrained by that. So knowing what you would do, if you're a guy, knowing the decision you would make, ma'am, he died on that cross for you anyway. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He goes through that, knowing that that we're sinners, what we've done, including abortion or being a part of an abortion or working at an abortion clinic, whatever. He knew all that when he went to the cross and died for you and died for me. He knew what I would do up until the point of my salvation in September of 1994. He knew what I would do afterwards. He knew what I'm doing even these present day in terms of my sin, yet he died for me anyway. That's how extravagant and enormous and eternal and everlasting and ever-reaching the love of God is for you. So as we go down this road, I know for you it might be an open wound. I love you and care about you. And as much as I would like to avoid putting you in a difficult situation where you have to listen to this and go down this road again, the lives of 57 million that we've lost demand my solidarity and my voice. The lives of the children that will be aborted today in America and throughout this country, all over the country, and virtually every major city, every state around the nation, every day henceforth until Planned Parenthood and abortion is done away with in America, those demand my solidarity and my voice, and I hope, and I'm sure you understand that. So as I go down this road and as I get angry about the subject, please know that I'm not angry at you individually. God loves you. I love you. God cares for you. I care for you. God will forgive you. And you don't need my forgiveness. You need God's forgiveness. And he stands ready, willing, and able to give it to you. Just confess your sin. Take it to him with the sincerity of your heart and your mind and just lay it before him. And you can be born again. That's all washed away. God looks at you in the future. He never sees that anymore. It's gone. The Bible says he separates it as far as the east is from the west. So please remember that as we go down this road today. So here's the, for immediate release, this is the press release. I talked to my buddy Troy Newman earlier today, who's named, he's one of the three board members in the Center for Medical Progress. He'll be back on next Monday. His son just got married over the weekend, so he's having a great time, a little time away from all the heat of this story and a fight that for Troy has been in for over two decades now. But so he's going to be on next Monday. But here's the press release from the Center for Medical Progress. Hashtag Planned Parenthood sells baby parts. I'm now hashtagging everything. If you don't know what a hashtag is, don't worry about it. But if you do, I'm hashtagging everything now. Planned Parenthood, PP, American ISIS. That's what Planned Parenthood is. I just put American ISIS. That's Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood sells baby parts. Planned Parenthood sold baby parts without patient consent, says former tissue tech. The series follows the personal narrative of Holly O'Donnell, a former blood and tissue procurement technician for Stem Express. As a procurement tech, O'Donnell's job was to identify pregnant patients matching the specifications of Stem Express customers and to harvest the fetal body parts from their abortions. Quote, "It's not an option, it's a demand." Stem Express supervisors instructed O'Donnell about approaching pregnant women at Planned Parenthood for fetal tissue, quote unquote, donations. Now, by the way, as soon as this video broke this morning, I watched it. I watched the whole thing. And you need to as well, because you need to stay abreast of this. I've got a Matt Walsh blog, great writer, that I'll get to later, where he's concerned, like I mentioned earlier, that we're just going to kind of get numb to it again. And we can't do that. So I'm also going to share with you an opportunity coming up just in about a week and a half on Saturday, August 22nd, happening around the country. I think there's over 150 locations at this point. There's four different pro-life groups that have come together, a protest against Planned Parenthood. And in one of the locations, thank you, Lord, and I probably shouldn't have said that, is literally two blocks away from where I'm sitting right now. And when I come that way into the studio, I always pray about that Planned Parenthood Clinic in particular, but that one's two blocks away. And come hell or high water, I will be there on Saturday morning, August 22nd, which probably isn't the wisest thing for me to announce that. But I don't fear man. I only fear God. And I say that with fear and trembling. August 22nd, 2015, from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern Time. And you can, I put that link up on my Facebook page today. So you can go there and find a location near you, or you can host one. Just at a Planned Parenthood clinic, a lot of different options there for what you can do. I will most likely be there to pray, but that's going to be from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time on August 22nd, just coming up in a week and a half. So that information is there. That's something you can do. And so I'm gonna go back to this video today. I did watch it. You need to watch it. We need to stay sensitive. We need to stay engaged. We need to stay on the front lines of this one. We cannot let up. We cannot quit. We cannot stop. This needs to be a nationwide effort and voice that continues, because Planned Parenthood is not going to stop until they're made to stop. The funding of Planned Parenthood by our federal government to the tune of $500 million a year will not stop until it's made to stop. We have to engage. We have to keep engaging. You have to keep the pressure on this Planned Parenthood issue. So I'm going to get back to this when we come back from the break. Get back to this initial press release on the video from today that we're going to continue to talk about on the show. Because we must. Human Capital, Episode 2, it's up on my Facebook page, and so get there and watch that as soon as you can. I'll get back into the press release when we come back. Planned Parenthood in Indiana, Mike Pence over there, the governor, requested three clinics to be investigated, and so they got a clean bill of health in terms of the charges of the fetal tissue procurement. But there's more to that story than meets the eye. Of course, a big hit piece from AP, including our friend Troy Newman. And this is what it reads, how it reads. How do they go after these people? It's typical. This is Steve Noble, Call to Action. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble here on Call to Action Radio. Great to be with you as always, of course. I hate it when my cord gets in the way here at the studio. My cord, my headphone cord, gets all wrapped up under the chair because I'm a mobile person. I'm always moving around, kind of hyperactive, in case you hadn't noticed. But anyway, welcome back. It is Steve Noble. It is Call to Action Radio. C2AToday.com is the website. C2A as in Called to Action. That's the number two. C2AToday.com is the website. Go there to link over to the Facebook page, to the Twitter feed. If you want to grab the podcast, if you want to subscribe to the iTunes podcast page, that way you can just dump it. It'll get done automatically into your iPhone, your iMac, your iPod, your whatever. And that's there, and that's free, of course. So you're not paying for any of that content. We just want to share that and do our part to proclaim the truth with as much grace as we possibly can muster here in the United States of America, which needs it now more than ever. So that's the website, c2atoday.com. Talking about the latest Planned Parenthood video. By the way, there's a on my website, not on the website, on the Facebook page today, because I do a lot on the Facebook page. There is an interaction with some folks on the Planned Parenthood video that I posted this morning. And one gentleman who's a pro Planned Parenthood person who actually has some dealings with Planned Parenthood because he works with, he calls it an important referral source for women I work with who are survivors of sexual assault. So I'm gonna read that to you later. So you can hear what a real pro Planned Parenthood person sounds like, how they reason, how they work through it, and the state of suspended disbelief they have to operate in order to do what they do. I'm going to get into a story today. The AP has a hit piece out about the folks behind the Center for Medical Progress, one of which is our friend of the show, Troy Newman at Operation Rescue. And so I'm going to read that to you so you can see how they do hit pieces. They've learned well from their liberal handlers or liberal leaders. They learned well how to do that. Personal attacks, always, if you can't deal with the evidence, if you can't deal with the facts, go after the person. Discredit the person, that means you discredit their message, and then you can do away with them, all right? It's typical Saul Alinsky stuff, and it's the way that we deal with today, those who disagree with us in the media sphere. That's how it works. And then I'm also going to read to you from Planned Parenthood's website, kind of their own, who are we, who are our clients, and then our work. And then I'm going to read to you that because I want you to hear the language. They've taken over the language to try to control the reality, because the reality doesn't help you. So you have to change the language. You have to cover it up. You have to create an alternate reality. The same thing's true with all the sexual orientation stuff and homosexuality and so-called gay marriage and all the gender things. You have to create an alternate reality. And language allows you to do that. And all you're doing is sowing into the human depravity that already exists and the people that want to go down those roads. And because we're all made in God's image, there's a little check in there somewhere. You're born with a conscience. And so you got to deal with that. I often refer to that as the cosmic tattletale. That's God himself. And so I'm just going to go through this to help you see how the language matters and how the game is played. Really sad and disgusting. So this the video today really talks about O'Donnell, the gal who used to work at STEM Express. And if this is just some quotes from her. It's not an option. It's a demand. STEM Express supervisors instructed O'Donnell about approaching pregnant women at Planned Parenthood for fetal tissue, quote unquote, donations. O'Donnell says the STEM Express techs working in Planned Parenthood clinics sometimes harvested fetal parts without obtaining consent from the patients. Quote, if there was a higher gestation, that means the baby's further along. And the technicians needed it. There were times when they would just take what they wanted. And these mothers don't know, and there's no way they would know. Federal laws in the procurement and use of human fetal tissue require that patients consent to the tissue donation subsequent to consenting to the abortion procedure. According to O'Donnell, Planned Parenthood gave STEM Express workers access to patient records and schedules so that the harvesting company could plan for the days when patient, quote unquote, supply would be greatest. The more abortions, the more supply. Because, you know, we're good economists and the supply has to meet the demand. Quote, they give you a sheet and it's everybody for that day who's coming in for an ultrasound, who's coming in for an abortion, medical or late term abortion, O'Donnell explains. Even patients just seeking a pregnancy test at Planned Parenthood were considered part of the supply. Quote, pregnancy tests are potential pregnancies, therefore potential specimens. So it's just taking advantage of the opportunities. Project lead David DeLeiden notes, experiences like Holly O'Donnell's show that Planned Parenthood's abortion and baby parts business is not a safe place where vulnerable women can be cared for, but a harvesting ground for saleable human product, which is how they refer to it in many of the videos. Taxpayer subsidies to Planned Parenthood's barbaric abortion business should be revoked immediately, and law enforcement and other elected officials must act decisively to determine the full extent of Planned Parenthood's offensive practices and hold them accountable to the law. Okay, so that's just a breakdown from today's video, which you need to see. You need to be educated. You need to be engaged. You need to be motivated. And the only way to get motivated in this crazy, fast-paced world is you got to deal with it face-to-face, get it in your nose, get it in your senses, and stay involved. Because, again, I'm going to challenge you to think of this in terms of saving your own child, or perhaps your child's child if you're old enough, or a friend's child. Or the kid next door. How far would you go to save their life? I think most of us would go pretty stinking far. And that's the reality of what we're talking about. So now you flip over to this. And this is where this game gets played all the time. This is from Associated Press. Indiana finds no Planned Parenthood abortion violations after undercover videos prompted probe. So the governor of Indiana, Mike Pence, a Republican, on July 16th, ordered an investigation into Planned Parenthood facilities in Indianapolis, Bloomington, and Maryville to see if organs from aborted fetuses were being sold. So the Indiana Department of Health did an investigation. They came out with their findings and said, no, there's no violations. And so a lot of pro-choice, pro-butchering, pro-murdering people and supporters of Planned Parenthood are like, see, look, there's the Indiana, a Republican governor, a Christian to boot, ordered an investigation, and they didn't find anything, and they cleared him and sent out the letter. So we are pleased this unfounded complaint is resolved, said Betty Cockrum, president of Planned Parenthood of Indiana and Kentucky. She said the Indiana facilities don't participate in tissue donations. Okay, now how many facilities? They checked three in Indiana. How many are nationwide? Well, I went to Planned Parenthood's website. There's 700. 700 clinics nationwide, of which Indiana checked out three. That's not even half of 1% of all the clinics, okay? Tiny, 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 insignificant sample. And it just so happens that these three places don't even do tissue donation, so they're not even in the target zone, really. We're talking about the Planned Parenthood locations that do tissue, quote-unquote, donations. These three don't. So besides the fact that they're still killing babies, they're not a part of the bigger story. So you spin this and say, see, look at that. You know what that's worth? You know what the truth there is? That's what it is. It's irrelevant because it's still happening in other places. We'll pick it up there when we come back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, Call to Action Radio. Be with you as always. The website, c2atoday.com. Please get over to the Facebook page. There's a pretty good chance you're a Facebook person. And when you get there, there's great articles, great things that I'm using for research and for the show and sharing that and having dialogue there. So it can be a really productive space. But make sure, do me a quick favor when you get there. Just like the page, because the more people we like it when stuff comes out, the people that like it, it shows up on your page, and then that can get to your friends. And that way we're sharing this information. Very valuable, very important. A lot of it's some great exhortation video I shared earlier today. From the gentleman that wrote The Harbinger. It's a great message that you should watch and take the 14, 15 minutes to watch that. I watched that this morning when I was at the gym, and really powerful. But that kind of information that we can share with each other first and then to a broader audience, but only if you like the page. That way you get the information when I put it up there. And that way we use social media to help build and advance and encourage and equip. And yes, exhort and sometimes drive crazy the body of Christ for the glory of God, for the kingdom of God. Okay, so that's how the whole social media thing works. So you can, it's not, believe me, if I were trying to do this all about Steve Noble and making a bunch of money and stuff, I would have done anything other than Christian radio. I'm not here to get the Gulfstream and to buy the Lamborghini and to have the big house. That ain't going to happen. All my treasures are getting forwarded to heaven because I can't seem to storm up here on earth, and that's just fine with me. So just. Please believe me and hear my heart. Anytime I ask you to like it or try to build the audience there, it's just so that we can have more and more kingdom impact across the country, even from right here in little old Raleigh, North Carolina, where I live and broadcast from. So we're talking about the sixth video to come out. And this is what happens. You come out and now all the forces of evil and the liberals out there that are all pro-death, pro-Planned Parenthood. And by the way, if you're just tuning in, I started the show with really a serious and heartfelt conversation with you. If you're post-abortive, if you've been down that road, ma'am and sir, if you've been a part of that process and maybe even suggested, drove her there, forced her to do it, part of the abortion process, you're not too far from God's love. He loves you and will forgive you. And the same goes for me and hopefully every Christian that's listening and any Christian that's in your life. So you do not have the scarlet letter. And yes, very difficult, troubling, disturbing instance, that particular sin of abortion, but you're not beyond God's love and forgiveness and redemption. So please remember that as I go down this road and deal with this very difficult subject, but in no uncertain terms and with a little bit of anger there. There's some righteous indignation, as there should be, when we see 57 million children really kind of sacrificed in the womb over the last around 40 years now with Roe v. Wade in 1973. So here's what happens. This is AP, Associated Press, doing a hit piece. And again, when you've got some people that are making some progress against this type of agenda, you got to go after the people. You can't argue about what you see on the screen. They can say, oh, it's all propped up and it's all heavily edited, blah, blah, blah. And then Center for Medical Progress turns around and releases all 2.5-3 hours of video. And you begin to see, okay, they're just taking the parts that get right down to the center of the problem. It's not heavily edited to make it look like people are saying things that they didn't. It's real. It's accurate. But you got to deal. You got to get rid of the messengers. Okay, that's part of it. So this is what the AP released. This just came out today, and I shared this with Troy Newman from Operation Rescue, who is one of the three board members, and he's named in this piece. A review of the group, and they're talking about the Center for Medical Progress. A review of the group and the small number of people associated with it in public filings suggests there is little to support the lofty sound of its title. Who cares? The paint company. Are you trying to tell us, Steve, when you own the paint company that you sold paint worldwide? That's a pretty lofty title. It's like all paint yours? No, you goofball. I just paint houses in Raleigh, North Carolina. Get over it. The lofty sound of its title, the address it lists are postal drops in Sacramento and Irvine. I've used a post office box for years. Does that make me an insidious evil person? Only if I'm anti-abortion. And it employs no scientists or physicians engaged in advancing medical treatments. The people named as its top officers are longtime anti-abortion activists with a history of generating headlines. Ooh, nasty people. Hanging out in their houses with the shades drawn, right? They don't hardly bathe. They just sit around and plot how they can kill abortionists. That's how they paint this, right? This is how the game is played. That's why you have to be careful when you read things and when you listen to things and when you watch things on the internet or cable news, whatever. And both sides do it, by the way. Neither side is as clean as the wind-driven snow. The nonprofit organization is also facing legal and regulatory challenges. An abortion provider group is suing it over the clandestine tactics. Notice the words. And the California Attorney General's office has accused it of falling behind on its fees and paperwork and has opened an investigation into its activities. See, you paint them as these nasty people out there doing all kinds of bad stuff. When the reality is they're exposing all the bad stuff of the nasty people at Planned Parenthood. The center CEO defended the organization, saying it has been true to the mission. It's got its nonprofit status in 2013. The mission was, quote, to monitor and report on medical ethics and advances. Now, class, would you agree that they're doing that? Of course they are. CMP is proud of our investigative journalism work, David DeLeiden said in an email exchange with the Associated Press. Here's what else they said. In late July, shortly after the group released the first of its videos, the Attorney General's office sent it a delinquency notice saying it hadn't paid the required fees for fiscal years 2013 and 2014. That's probably $50 or something, okay? So just continue to pile on, make it look like they're a bunch of psychos. Vicky Saporta, president of the National Abortion Federation, a major abortion rights group, said the center, abortion rights group, I love that, said the Center for Medical Progress is simply a front for a few anti-abortion activists who set up sting operations to harass abortion providers. Well, why do we want to harass abortion provider, friend? Why would you do that? Why would I do that? Because they're killing babies, they're tearing them apart, they're harvesting them, selling their body parts for profit. That's why. Well, you don't want to go there, right? The AP can't go there. Planned Parenthood can't go there. So they go the only place they can is to try to get rid of the messenger. These are anti-abortion extremists who have an agenda to demonize abortion providers. What about a demonizing the murder of children in the womb, AP? How about the lady, Vicky Saporta, National Abortion Federation? How about that? Why don't we demonize the destruction of these tiny human children, boys and girls? Remember that one video? Oh, this, it's a boy. Although abortion is not mentioned in the organization's paperwork, the three people listed as registered officers have worked for years in the anti-abortion movement. So here's how they describe Troy Newman, good friend of Call to Action, a buddy of mine. Troy Newman, listed at the, as the center's secretary, is president of the Kansas-based anti-abortion group Operation Rescue and is posed as a reporter. Posed as a reporter to record conversations with abortion providers in the past. Newman, who lives in Wichita, Kansas, did not return a call requesting comment. See, that's how they write it. That's how they want you to read it. Kill the messenger. Discredit the messenger. Bunch of crazy abortion activists just trying to harass people, trying to give people equal access to good health care. That's what these words matter. This is all just a game of words when you deal with the media. And as a society, we bought into it. Why? I'll go back to this. Because it allows us to kind of keep our own pet sins in a safe quarter. It keeps them in a safe harbor. If we start calling sin, sin openly in the public, then we got to deal with not only the sin of other people, we got to deal with our own sin. So when you're a slave to sin, when you're outside of a proper relationship with God, this is what you do. Reality doesn't work for you. They know they're butchering babies, but you have to call it a choice and women's reproductive health and all that kind of stuff. And then because we're a slave to our sin, we buy into that language because we want to, because we have to. That's how we justify our sin. That's called being a slave to sin. Go read the book of Romans chapter 1. It's so obvious when you have a healthy biblical worldview. It really is. So watch how Planned Parenthood plays this game. This is from their website, Who We Are, according to Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood is one of the nation's leading providers. I mean, cue the nice music in the background. Leading providers of high-quality, affordable health care. Sounds like Obamacare. High-quality, affordable health care for women, men, and young people, and the nation's largest provider of sex education. Planned Parenthood also works with partner organizations worldwide to improve the sexual health and well-being of individuals and families everywhere. Now, where in that paragraph could you possibly see the murder of babies in the womb? And then tearing them apart, saying it's a boy, this is a four-star sample, this is a specimen, we're harvesting, I want to buy a Lamborghini, let me have some more Caesar salad, another glass of red wine. Because that narrative doesn't fit in here. So they have to massage everybody, and then people that are slaves to sin or Christians that just refuse to deal with reality, and you're in sin, by the way, now they have something to work over their own sin, their own understanding. Somewhere deep down inside, the people at Planned Parenthood, as callous as they may be now, they know. Somewhere deep inside, they know. Planned Parenthood often is the only source of family planning for a large proportion of the women we serve. What's family planning? You don't want a baby? Kill it. That's how you plan to have a smaller family. Our clients, 2.7 million women and men in the United States annually visit Planned Parenthood affiliate health centers for trusted health care services and information. 84% of Planned Parenthood health care clients in the U.S. are age 20 and older, which means, by the way, 16% are under 20. Now, this one's really, God have mercy on us here. 1 in 5 women in the U.S. has visited a Planned Parenthood health center at least once in her life. 1 in 5, 20%, have visited a Planned Parenthood center at least once in their life. And God can, by the way, forgive you for that if you went there to have an abortion. Just confess, go to him, go to the cross, go to Jesus. He'll forgive you if you mean it. Our work. Now watch this. Planned Parenthood health centers focus on prevention. 80% of our clients receive services to prevent unintended pregnancy. What's an unintended pregnancy? You have sex, you can get pregnant. Planned Parenthood services help prevent approximately 516,000 unintended pregnancies each year. Read that as abortion. Planned Parenthood provides nearly 400,000 pap tests and nearly 500,000 breast exams each year. Critical services in detecting cancer. Oh, that's nice. Forget the fact that we kill 500,000 babies a year. Planned Parenthood provides nearly 4.5 million tests and treatments for sexually transmitted infections, including 700,000 HIV tests. And then they add this. The only thing in the whole two pages that says the following says abortion. 3% of all Planned Parenthood health services are abortion services. 3% of what? We'll add up those 400,000 pap tests, 500,000 breast exams, 4.5 million tests and treatments for sexually transmitted infections, add in their 700,000 HIV tests, get that huge number over 5 million, and then divide out the 330,000, 350,000, somewhere in there, number of abortions Planned Parenthood does in the same year, and that's how you get to the 3%. So we do all these other things, and then, you know, we only kill 350,000 children in the womb every year. And so that's only like 3% of what we do. So, I mean, lighten up, dude. 97% of what we do is awesome. That's what they're trying to tell you. That's what they're putting out there. That's their propaganda. That's their message. And in your sin, and in our sin, and in my sin, you sit there and go, oh, yeah. I'm not doing this nasty thing, abortion. And Planned Parenthood, they're helping people. They're helping people while they kill 350,000 babies per year in the womb, and some portion of them are dismembered, harvested, crush above, crush below, don't crush the valuable part. We saw that in the first video. Pull them out, 5-star, it's a boy, specimen, product, human mice. That is what Planned Parenthood is. The rest of it is just fluff. It's PR. It's the covering for Margaret Sanger's insidious vision from the early 1900s to exterminate not only blacks, the Negro population, but anybody that doesn't measure up to her standards. You'll hear from one more Planned Parenthood supporter that just spoke into my Facebook page and a couple other thoughts when we close it out. This is Steve Noble, Call to Action Radio. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, Call to Action Radio. Great to be with you as always. An honor and a privilege and a blessing for me. I hope it is for you as well. The website, c2atoday.com. The letter C, the number 2, the letter A, c2atoday.com. You can jump over to the Facebook page where I've got the videos from the Planned Parenthood sting operation. They're there. A great exhortation earlier today from the author of The Harbinger. I put a lot of great information on Facebook. It's a great way to share quickly with people. And so make sure you get to that. If you're a Facebook person, you can go to my website, the homepage, c2atoday.com. Or if you're just on Facebook, facebook.com/C2A Radio. Or just do Steve Noble, Raleigh, and you'll find it. I do have a personal page, but all the other stuff I post, all the call to action stuff I post on the regular call to action page, which is still under my name and a public figure, all that stuff. So that's there. And please make sure you're a part of that. Again, I wanted to remind you a couple things. On Saturday, August 22nd, this is from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern Time, there's a nationwide Planned Parenthood protest against harvesting and selling of aborted baby parts. And you can go to that website. I put the link up on Facebook. It's just protestpp.com. protestpp.com, and you can find one that's near you. You can organize one. It may just be a prayer event, whatever you feel led of the Lord to do. There's one that's actually here in Raleigh, two blocks away from where I am right now, and come hell or high water, I'll be at that one, and I'll be there praying and hopefully encouraging other people, and who knows, maybe God would give us an opportunity to talk to some people that are considering abortion as they get there. But I'm not a get-in-their-face kind of person. Other people are. You just have to, that's between you and the Lord. And we just have to love people well and maintain a witness, but we also have to love the unborn children well. So that's coming up. Okay, that information is there as well. Next, to if you happen to be here in the Raleigh, North Carolina area, if you're if you have kind of a big circle of influence, perhaps you're a pastor, you have a network, you have an organization, a parachurch ministry, something like that, and you want to be involved in helping get the word out about an awesome movie coming out in October called Woodlawn. This is a true story based on two football teams in the 70s down in Birmingham, Alabama. An Coach Bear Bryant's involved. It's just an incredible story. It's a true story. Just incredible gospel centered. The Irwin brothers, John and Andy Irwin, they did October Baby and Mom's Night Out. This is one of the biggest budget Christian movies that has been out besides Passion of the Christ. This one's like $25 million for the budget and for marketing. It's a beautiful, beautifully shot and done movie. Really exciting, but a true story. An incredible gospel story. So we're doing a screening next Tuesday here in Raleigh, North Carolina. So if you're a pastor, if you've got a circle of influence, please get a hold of me, and I'd love to get you into that. But this one's reserved for people that can kind of have a big circle, or if you have a church or a parachurch organization, perhaps your company. We're trying to get people there that have pretty broad circles of influence for next Tuesday here in the Raleigh area. So just get a hold of me on Facebook or go to the homepage, c2atoday.com, and you can email me that way. I want to finish up with this conversation about Planned Parenthood. So here's a guy that chimed in on my Facebook page just before the show who's a Planned Parenthood supporter. So just, again, listen to the language, and then we're going to pray for this guy. His name is Tom. I'm not going to tell you his last name. First, as two people without uteruses, he's talking to the other guy. I'm assuming here that you are the man in your profile picture. You and I have a very limited right to opinion in the issue of abortion. He's actually talking to somebody else, not me. As it is fundamentally a woman's right to choose. Really, what about the baby? And by the way, this came out last year in a study. 80% of post-abortive women said that if the man had stepped up and said, let's keep the baby, they would have kept the baby. It is a man's issue. Pregnancy is a man's issue. And abortion is also a man's issue. And so there he goes immediately. It's a woman's right to choose. Men have nothing to say. You have nothing to say about the baby that the woman is carrying, that you impregnated. My personal experience, back to Tom, with Planned Parenthood as an important referral source for women I work with who are survivors of sexual assault allows me to state emphatically that it is a professional, ethical, nonprofit provider of essential women's health care, primarily pregnancy testing, STD screening and treatment, prenatal care, and cancer screening. So his moral equivalence there is, yeah, there's abortion, but these other things are super important. And only 3% of what we do is abortion. A pap test versus killing a child. See, this is a person that's a slave to his sin and his worldview is controlling him, so he will not deal with reality. He has to paint over it. It's like not fixing the wall in your house. You just paint over it. The contrived and intentionally deceptive videos themselves, even in the edited form, indicate that Planned Parenthood's participation in essential fetal tissue medical research and treatment is within the strict confines of law and medical ethics. No, it isn't, Tom. Come on. Your use of strident, overwrought rhetoric with ghoulish false imagery of quote-unquote baby killing and profiteering suggests that you've been influenced by ideological anti-abortion activism. Now watch this. This is where it gets really dark. As a Christian, I'm offended by the grave sin of bearing false witness committed by these extremists and see it as an affront against all I view as holy. Now, how messed up, Tom, do you have to be to say that the grave sin of bearing false witness committed by these extremists is an affront against all he views as holy, but he's all for baby killing and he won't even call it baby killing? You rip them apart in the womb, you throw them on a pie plate, you laugh about it. It's baby killing. What is it, Tom, if it's not baby killing? And this is somebody that he claims to be a Christian. I don't know how you're a Christian and you think like this, because the Holy Spirit is not involved in that kind of thinking. So, Father God, I just pray for Tom. I pray that you get a hold of his heart and his mind, that he will then see the truth, that he'll submit himself to your will and your word, not the way he sees it, but the way you said it. I don't know him, Father. I don't know anything about him, but you do, and you died for him. Please help him to get his mind right. Help all of us, Lord, to get our minds right on this issue and to fight for the unborn, because you died for every one of them. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. This is Steve Noble, Call to Action Radio. God willing, I'll see you tomorrow.